You gotta be me. Come on.
Up next on American Restoration.
You bought it.
Rick Harrison's here with an old Pepsi vendo machine that he bought.
This machine is so cool, but I've never done one in red. I've never seen one in red.
It's sort of baffling to me.
Very baffling.
This for you.
Perfect. I can set it right on my new desk.
Like your own official desk?
Pretty awesome, huh? A lot bigger than yours.
We'll see how much Ron likes his new office once I add a bathroom to it.
This came off a bank building. We want to put it back as a museum piece.
There is some damage on this thing that isn't fixable.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions. His works in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story. And this is ours, American Restoration.
One really great thing about my location here in Vegas is that I have Gold and Silver Pond right around the corner. And Rick Harrison and the boys are constantly bringing me really interesting items to work on.
Check out what he's got. Cool. That's good. You bought it.
Hey.
Awesome.
A while back, Rick asked me to come by his place and check out a vintage Pepsi machine for sale. I guess he pulled the trigger on it because it's sitting there on the back of his truck.
So,
fix it up.
All right, cool. I was wondering.
I recently bought a Vendilator Vend 81 Pepsi machine, and I'm bringing it down to Rick's because I'm thinking about getting it restored.
This machine is so cool. I mean, it's a collector's piece. So when I walked in and saw you looking at this, believe me, my mouth was watering. It's the one that everybody wants because it holds any bottle. It'll hold, you know, the little small bottles they used to have, like 8 ounces. And at the same time, it'll hold the big 16-ounce bottles. A lot of people don't actually know that Pepsi Cola came before the other colas.
Yeah.
It was also not called Pepsi. It was called Brad's Drink. I didn't know. Brad's soda all of a sudden turned into Pepsi Cola, and then now it's just called Pepsi.
Yeah, until the 1950s, Pepsi was like the bastard child, yep, you know, between, yep, Pepsi and Coke. During World War II, they cut their sugar supplies and everything else, right, and basically Coke could get all the sugar it wanted.
And these guys couldn't get anything, that's right. The other thing about it is, on this machine, the most of them were all blue. I've never done one in red, I've never seen one in red, so it probably was all blue in the day, and then somebody repainted it.
Okay.
Is there any specific way that you want to see this thing totally restored?
Yeah, just bone stock, make it look pretty.
Okay, just the way it came back in the day.
Yeah.
So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and strip it all down.
Okay.
Do the body work on it. On the inside, all this will come out, re-insulate it, put the liner back in, probably do a new compressor here so there'll be no problems. The R12 is a big deal. You know what the R12 is,
yeah,
refrigeration. You can still get it. It's very expensive, but it works better.
Okay, whatever we got to do. Yeah. So how much is it going to cost?
Totally done. All beautiful, ready to go, working and everything. It's gonna be $4,800 for the whole thing.
Okay. How much do you think I can get out of this thing once it's done?
The right collector, I'd say between $10,000 to $11,000.
That much?
Yeah, these are not everywhere. These are very rare.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Well, let's go in here. I wanna show you around.
Okay. I paid $3,000 for it, $4,800 to fix it, so I'll be in at $7,800. When you consider one a minute, it definitely works out.
All right, Ron, here's your desk.
Hey, right on.
Ron's job at the shop is to find customers and picking spots, and he's basically been doing it on the go from his cell phone. So I figure he's long overdue for a desk so he can really get things done.
So you think you can get a lot done?
Yeah.
Here, this for you for the frog toss.
Perfect. I can set it right on my new desk. Start work. See what I got?
Like your own official desk?
Pretty awesome, huh? Cush.
So I get a desk that's made from some old plywood by Cowboy, and he gets, like, a nice bought one?
You can be a little jealous, because I've got the nice cushy chair. Woo!
I'm a little annoyed that Ron is getting his brand new office desk. I mean, I guess he needs something, but does he have to be so obnoxious about it?
Owner, foreman, me, which is way above you.
It's a great desk, Ron.
Thank you.
What a...
He's jealous.
Wow.
Coming just a little bit further,
okay,
right in here.
All right.
Hi.
Hi, Rhonda.
Rhonda, I'm Rick.
I'm a member of the Historical Society in Edna, Kansas, and we've been raising funds to have this sign fixed for the last 3 years.
This thing is awesome. Where'd you get this?
This came off a bank building in Edna, Kansas. The Historical Society acquired the building. Our plan is to have this sign restored, put it back on the original bank building as a museum piece.
Cool. So it's that on the side of the wall?
Yes, I have pictures? Some pictures.
Oh, wow.
This is the original newspaper from 1958 when they hung the sign when it was brand new.
That's very cool. How many people live in this town?
About 450.
Oh my God, that is a small town. That's a big deal.
Back in the 50s, getting a big neon sign made small town folks feel like they were on the map. So this sign probably gave the community a huge sense of pride. And I'd be honored if I can help preserve this piece of the past.
How do you want this thing to look when it goes up?
I think what we're hoping for is we want it to work.
Okay, and you want the clock working?
Yes, sir.
There is some damage on this thing that isn't fixable. This is red porcelain, and red is against the law. You can't have it.
Really?
The red had a pigment in it that was very unsafe, and they outlawed this red, okay? What we can do, though, is clean it up and you polish it out with a polisher, and it usually comes really, really clean. And then we'll redo all the neon. And neon is fragile. You know, the weather is just taking it off. This portion here, this we call the can, it's basically just a piece of sheet metal, and then they screw the sign to it. So I want to take and sandblast this whole can after we get it all apart, paint it all.
Right.
To do all that and get that all done, and then make it to where it'll hang, I'm looking at about $7,000.
Rick, I gotta tell you, our community is very excited about this project. So I feel okay with going ahead with that number.
Okay, awesome, okay. Awesome. I will do my best job I possibly can. I wanna make you guys proud.
It'll okay. be great,
all right,
thank
let's
you.
Go in the office right. And you'll finish the paperwork.
I do high pressure jobs all the time, but honestly, this one's different. The people of Edna, Kansas have trusted me with this restoration, so this is a big deal.
Pristine.
My dad just gave Ron an awesome desk, but he couldn't resist bragging about it. So I've got an idea for a new accessory that's gonna make him wish he never opened his mouth.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, that's so perfect.
We'll see how much Ron likes his new corner office once I add a bathroom to it.
Don't you think it's weird that this thing is all red?
Right. I'm kind of wondering that, too. It don't look like there's any blue on it.
Kyle and I are tearing down this Pepsi machine that Rick Harrison wants us to restore. This model's supposed to be blue, inside and out. But if the original color's red, this could be a really strange one.
Find out in a minute this thing's all red. There you go, Tyler.
The whole thing?
Whole thing's red.
I haven't seen anything like this before, so I definitely have to check with my dad before we push this thing down the line.
All right, so here's the deal. We pull it apart, and it's red.
Nothing, nowhere, huh?
There's no blue. It's painted way too nice to just be like a respray.
You got a knife?
I told you. How come this isn't blue? You said all Pepsi machines were blue, right?
Normally, they're blue. Pepsi machines started out in the 20s. They were yellow and red. And then they went blue after that. And then they went red, white, and blue in the 60s when they went to square machines. This is about a 1954, a 1955, right in there.
Okay.
So this should be blue, but I've got a theory. You see this here?
Yeah. Sure.
What year is that?
60s.
That's right, it's 60s. I'm sort of thinking that this was laying around in the manufacturing plant, unpainted, until the 60s when they had the red, white, and blue ones, and then they ended up painting it red and white. They gave it to somebody in the 60s.
Yeah.
Brand new. Boom. It's just a theory, but either way, this machine is truly unique. Anytime you got a piece that's a one of a kind, it could really be a lot more valuable.
So what are we gonna do with this? Are we gonna paint it red or?
I think it's gonna be more of a conversation between Rick and I, because that's a wild tale to
yeah.
tell for this machine. I told Rick that we'd make it original, but that's when he thought original was blue. So I'm gonna have to call him and see if he wants one of a kind red or classic blue. We had a customer drop off a sign that her whole town wanted to get restored. The neon on this thing was trashed, so I sent the mock-up over to my neon expert, Paul.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Rick.
Good. How you been?
Good. Did you get that stuff that I sent you?
Yeah, I made a new pattern. If you want to have it up here on the table, if you want to come check it out.
Let's check it out, A while back, Paul did the neon for the coffee shop sign we restored, so I knew he was definitely the right guy for this.
So here's the pattern I drew up.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So we're going to start bending it up. We'll start here on this corner. The first thing that we do is we take a pattern of the old sign, and then we heat up the glass, and then once it gets soft enough, we bend it and lay it down on the pattern and let it cool down. All right, Rick, do you think you want to give it a try?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Wow. You're actually blowing through that? It feels like there's a lot of back pressure,
Yeah, it is, but it's a very little bit that you're going to blow into. Just grab it like that.
Like this. Okay. Keep going, right?
Keep going a little bit. Just try to keep the tube straight and not pull apart.
Okay. Oh! I've never done any work with neon before, but I've always wanted to learn. And now's the perfect opportunity because Paul's there to clean up any of my mistakes.
Looking like a beer jug. Being my first time, I got a little bubble.
It's not as easy. You do what you do. I was trying to do 45. I wasn't trying to do a...
This is actually one of the easiest bends to do.
After screwing up a super easy 45-degree bend, it was really impressive seeing Paul go to work on that neon. This is a nice reminder why I bring him my neon work. He's really good at it. That's amazing. You can weld that together. Now that he's got the glass shaped perfectly, it's time to fill it with the neon gas. I'm really excited to see it light up for the first time.
So you ready to see it light?
Yeah. Wow. That's cool, awesome. Right? That's so cool.
So now it just needs to burn in, and just so it gets a nice even color all the way around. What do you think?
I love it. I mean, this is going to look awesome on the sign. Thanks very much.
Dude, if your dad comes in here, he's just gonna.
Good thing we got a toilet.
Ron's got a new desk, and he's been a little smug about it.
Woo!
So Matt and I are making good use of work time to build Ron a desk accessory that only he deserves.
Dude, this is such an ingenious idea.
There you go.
That's perfect! We've been cranking on Rick Harrison's vintage Pepsi machine, and we've got a lot done. We've stripped it down to the metal and completed a lot of bodywork. All the mechanicals have been replated, and the compressor's been replaced. When we tore it down, we found out that this thing was originally red. But I've been restoring Pepsi machines for 30 years, and I really think this will sell better to a collector with the classic Pepsi blue. But I know Rick said to go original, so I gotta make sure that's still what he wants.
Hello.
Hey, Rick. It's Rick Dale.
Hey, what's up?
You remember that Pepsi cooler? Well, it was red from the factory because when we tore it apart, there was no blue anywhere on it.
A Pepsi machine from the factory, all red? Are you sure?
That's the way this machine came. I have no clue who did it or why they did it, but you want to be able to sell this thing, right?
Making money is like my third or fourth favorite thing in the world.
All right. Well, I think we need to go back with regular blue.
Well, you're the expert. You're the one who knows everything about these machines. Do what you think is best.
Okay, Rick. Awesome. Thanks, bud. I know Rick needs to make some money off this vendo, so I really think we're best going with a traditional Pepsi blue. When it's all done, Rick should have no problem finding a buyer for this thing.
What's up, boys?
What's up?
While my uncle was cleaning out the boneyard, Matt and I snuck into his office and switched out his comfy new chair with one that's more his style. And it's a real throne.
You gotta be me. Tyler! All right.
I heard you rang.
You're a dick. You are a dick. Where's my chair?
You got your own porcelain throne.
And it's even got your name on it.
Dude.
All right, I gotta get back to work. It rolls really good.
Yeah. You better watch yourself, punk. Watch yourself.
All right, Tyler might have gotten me, but this isn't over. I swear, he's gonna be sorry he messed with me.
Hey, Rick Harrison's here.
Hey.
Hey, Rick. How's it going, man?
Good to see you, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, just living the dream.
Yeah. All
right. Heard about my Pepsi machine?
Yeah. I got it looking really, really sharp. So you ready to look at it?
I'm ready to see it.
All right, let's go. It's over here.
The cool thing about the Pepsi machine is it looked in pretty good shape when I dropped it off, but you know what? Pretty good shape doesn't sell. Perfect shape, like Rick does sell.
All right, Rick, so you remember what this thing used to look like. I mean, it was a little faded. It was red, wrong color. So you ready to see this thing?
I'm ready. Let's see it.
Here we go. One, two, three.
Whoa. Wow.
That cool?
It looks amazing.
It should have been blue. And collectors, if you're trying to resell it, they want blue. They don't want red. There's no way they would pay that money for red, ever.
Look at this.
Ted did all the hand lettering on here. If you notice that, that is absolutely perfect lettering.
Really just bam, you know what I mean? I like it.
We re-chromed everything, did everything chrome here. All this is stainless, so that all got polished. See the mech's all been redone. We zinc plated all these pizzas in here.
Absolutely amazing.
So now you ready to see the guts?
Yeah.
Here we go. Check it out. It's all been totally restored.
Looks like it just rolled out of the factory.
Yeah.
Inside, this is all rewired. We got a new compressor in there, new fan motor. Everything's been redone.
This is the decal that Ted did and the nameplate on the side.
Okay. You got 15 cents on you?
I think I got 30 cents, actually.
Oh, it comes right out like butter. The thing works flawlessly. Rick Dale pays so much attention to detail, I literally think this thing works better than if you actually got it from the factory in 1957.
Looks great. Cost.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Overall, great project. It's going to be a quick sale and some quick money. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Let me give you some money.
All right. I'm there. What's the best material to use when fixing a stripped screw hole in wood? The answer is B, toothpicks and wood glue. Add a little wood glue, insert your toothpicks, break them off. Now you insert the screw. And there you have a nice, tight screw. It's a quick, easy, and common fix. Works great.
You know, get all that
Rick.
Done up.
Okay. Right. Rhonda's here from Kansas.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, how you been?
Hey, Rick.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. I'm here to see my sign.
Awesome. I can't wait for you to see it. You excited?
I'm not the only one that's excited about this. The whole community is excited to see this project finished.
Awesome. All right, it's in here.
Okay.
All right.
I'm here at Rick's today to see our 1958 First National Bank sign.
All right, here it is.
All right, that is beautiful. Oh, really nice. Wow, it's so shiny and clean. When I first saw the sign, I couldn't believe how pretty and shiny it was. It looked new and just really nice. I can't believe this is the same sign. It's just really beautiful. It's shaped like the one I brought, but it looks really, really nice.
Yeah, well, what we ended up doing, this is a porcelain sign, basically. This is a piece of a porcelain sign, and this is a porcelain sign. Well, the deal is it has to be held together with what I call the can.
Right.
This is the can right here on this inside.
Right.
Well, that can was, because it sat up there so long and it rained on it through the years and years, at the bottom, it was rusted out, gone. So what we did is we built a brand new can, and so now you basically can mount it and hold it up in the air.
Very nice.
And this is all original, the whole sign and everything, the clock's all original. And what we ended up doing is going through on all this porcelain and you polished it all out, polished everything, took all the rust out.
Wow.
Some of it's been touched up. You know, like I told you when you dropped it off, you can't get red porcelain anymore. It's against the law. So it's all been cleaned up and you really can't tell because porcelain, it lasts through the years. I brought all the neon to my friend Paul, and what he did was he sort of showed me how to blow neon at the same time.
Yeah.
I wasn't that good at it, but it takes years to do, but I did learn how, but he was really good at it. And then they put it all together and they actually charge it. What happens is you go inside there and they can tell what color it was. So we found out all the color.
Very nice.
You excited to see it lit up?
I can't wait. I've never seen it working, so yes.
Okay, here we go. One, right. Two.
Holy cow, that's beautiful.
Is that cool?
Wow, that is so pretty. I was really shocked by the colors because I just expected it to be a light, but it was all this color. I was amazed. I had no idea that it was different colors of neon. Rick, this is perfect. I absolutely love it. It's way more than I expected because I didn't know what to expect. And, right. and I think everybody in our community is going to be very pleased with what we've been working so hard to accomplish. So this is going to be absolutely perfect.
Awesome.
Thank you so
you
much.
Bet. Thank you. Let's go in the office. We'll take care of the rest of the paperwork and I'll get it crated up.
Earlier, Tyler pulled a prank on me and replaced my nice new office chair with a toilet seat. He thinks he's got the last laugh, but I know his biggest fear, spiders. Now he's finally sitting at his desk and I can spring my trap.
And then BMW's going out. That's all taken care of.
Yep.
All right. I'll call on that one.
Ah! Holy That scared the crap out of me.
You may now bow down to the master. Come on, Tyler. It wasn't even real. You're such a sissy.